And welcome back to Travel World Radio. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus. And as you know, Willem, I was just out in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, my ninth trip out to Arizona, and always keeps getting better and better and better. Joining us on the line now is David Crone. He's the general manager of the Crown Plaza Phoenix North, and he has a lot of things to tell us about a property undergoing a revitalization and refurbishment. Welcome to Travel World, David.
Thank you, Stephen. It's a pleasure. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
And a great visit was had by all. Tell us a little bit more about the property, because some people...
Fabulous. Happy to. Crown Plaza Hotel. It's been here about 29 years. About 248 guest rooms, about 11,000 square feet of meeting space. As you had mentioned, we just completed a $2 million guest room renovation. Literally gutted the guest room. We actually have a little bit of room. We're going to go back in and do the new bedding package, carpet, vinyl, televisions, furnitures. I'll be going back in this summer and doing some additional work on the bathrooms. Hotel is one of the few hotels in Arizona that can boast two pools. We have an indoor pool and an outdoor pool. Our indoor pool should open up here shortly, in the next couple of weeks. We also feature a nightclub. Lots of hotels have lounges, but this hotel actually has a nightclub.
And it's getting to have a sort of a vibrant mix of some local residents coming in, not just hotel patrons.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, the success of any given nightclub at a hotel is absolutely contingent on the outside clientele, Stephen. That's very correct. Again, it's a great place for my hotel guests to pop into, especially on a Friday or Saturday night when the place is rocking. Hey, some folks are here for a conference all day, and they hear that music coming out of there. They love going in there. So that's a great facility.
It's actually like a hotel destination for locals as well, because you can go there. Just what are you going to do on Friday night? You head down there.
That's kind of the market we've been looking at, William, and it's been successful for us. And again, it's a long-term process, no question about it. It's only existed as a nightclub for about 6 to 8 months right now. So, you know, we're still building that clientele. We're still working with some different promoters. We've got some folks that want it on a private basis for a couple of times. It's actually been so popular with us that we've actually taken one of our additional meeting spaces and added sound system and a whole new light system in that room as well. And then we also rent that out for private parties.
And you're also doing
something. That's a pretty amazing idea.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
One of the other things that is pretty unique about this property that you're telling me is that, you know, it's not usual in the South to have an indoor pool at a hotel, so that's actually quite an interaction.
It's unusual. I mean, again, having been in hotels for, 217 years now, I guess, it is an unusual feature. And it's something that... you know, growing up here in the Southwest United States, isn't it sunny everywhere all the time? So we get a little spoiled here, but of course we get folks, you know, from back east. We get a lot of folks. Actually, the biggest clamor for our indoor pool is the folks that are in the Southwest, because they want to be inside. You know, we get, I'm sure you probably saw it when you were out here, Stephen. It doesn't matter the temperature outside. I get folks from the Midwest, Canada, the back east. It's 51 degrees, and I got people outside swimming, so.
Oh, yeah, the pool was nice and warm and refreshing, and people say, oh, you must be from the north because you're in the pool, but what am I not going to do? Am I going to sit there bundled up in a sweater and sit there and say, I wish I was in the water? Once you're in the water, it's as warm as can be.
Absolutely. We also have the La Cocina restaurant, which features some phenomenal dishes. We've just rolled out our brand-new menu, which features everything from... You know, you can get your basic cheeseburger, you can get a piece of fish, you can get a cut of beef, you can get some ribs, you can get a chicken enchilada, you can get some fabulous salads. Chef Basil's soups are spectacular. Kind of coming down the road, too, because as we continue to reposition the hotel, we will be repositioning that restaurant as well, and that'll be a new concept coming up. I'd love to be able to share that with you, but that's highly confidential information. But needless to say that the entire experience in our restaurant will be upgraded. So we're very, very excited about that. And, of course, we also feature a coffee bar with Starbucks coffee. So that's also another very, very famous destination here at the hotel.
And for the meeting facilities, you're talking about building a new sort of enclosed meeting facility outdoors that'll be very unique for the area.
We are ecstatic about that. We will be the only hotel in the state of Arizona. In fact, I don't know of another hotel that actually will boast this, but as Stephen mentioned, we're going to be putting in a 4,000-square-foot glass-enclosed four-season type of facility. So it'll be fully air conditioning and heated, obviously, for the wintertime. But it will have a retractable roof on it. So, you know, it gets a little warm out here in the summertime. And, you know what, gosh, we actually, I think we snowed three times this winter. But for about 5 months out of the year, you probably have about the best weather in the world. So we're very confident that this is going to be a huge success. It's going to be capable of not only hosting, you know, regular corporate meetings, but it's also going to be a tremendous destination for our catering guests. I can't think of too many folks who wouldn't want to have, whether it's an awards banquet or a wedding, inside of a building with a retractable roof. I think it's going to be a huge, huge success for us.
It'll really draw them in. And what I really like as well is the location. You're right there by Interstate 17 and major north-south route between Flagstaff and Tucson. You don't hear anything that's going on in the area. Even when you're sitting outside by the pool, you could be miles away in the desert, but you come outside of the hotel, and within a few minutes, scores of restaurants, shops, attractions. I don't think it took me more than 25, 30 minutes to reach any of the places that I visited in the Valley of the Sun, be it the Raceway, the Desert Botanical Gardens, the Heard Museum. Everything was like within minutes of the Crowne Plaza Phoenix North.
Well, you know, that's one of the great things. You know, I think in old times there were times when people had a negative connotation about being close to a freeway. But again, if you're insulated, you got the double pane glass, nobody knows you're there. But it sure is a huge relief for our guests when they want to hop on a freeway. And like you said, Stephen, and you just mentioned some of my favorite places there in Arizona, if somebody can get to someplace and just about anywhere in 25 to 30 minutes in the valley, and again, right now that's a huge hit for our spring training guests, because you can get to any one of about six or seven different ballparks in 25 or 30 minutes. You can reach some of them even faster than that. So, and I've never done the actual count. Someday I'll have to, but we figured that somewhere between we offer a complimentary shuttle for our guests between a 3 to 5 mile radius. Within that 3 to 5 mile radius, we have between 50 and 75 restaurants. Within a mile radius of the hotel, we have over 100 shops and boutiques. So we certainly have an awful lot of things that are within a very, very short proximity. Not that I want to chase people out the door and make them go dine elsewhere, but, you know, I want to get them for one or two nights, but I want them to be able to go to some of the great local attractions here close by.
And having the shuttle service, people can feel free to maybe have a drink or two and not worry about the drive home.
Absolutely.
And you get that whole resort experience. This is a business-oriented hotel, but it's also a leisure-oriented hotel. You've combined the best of both worlds in one location.
Well, I think you have to. You know, as you know, this is a very seasonal market, and you know, Phoenix changes its face on a regular basis. We go from being a huge group-infused type of town to heavy-duty corporate travelers, local travelers. But the leisure market is a phenomenal market that we have to go after. It certainly works at certain times of the year, and again, a lot of the things we've already talked about: proximity, shops, shopping, what else you can do here. I think William even mentioned, you know, sort of a destination. It is a little bit. You're sort of captured once you're sort of here. We're very excited about that. What else can we talk about?
And talking to some of the guests around the property, and they were repeat guests. And these are people who stay 1, 2, 3 weeks at a time. They enjoy the property. They love the property. They say, hey, great rate, great service, great location. And they keep coming back, and they stay for a long time. So there's no better advertising than the word of mouth of a satisfied guest.
Oh, boy. You know, if you could say that again three more times and just say it louder, I think I'd be very happy about that. But we have a particular culture here.
Time.
Pardon me?
We'll click our heels three times.
I'm a firm believer, and I'm not sure who coined the phrase, but I don't know. I stole it from some hotel 40 years ago. I'm a firm believer in every guest every time. You know, you have one opportunity to really shine with most guests. Make the most of it. And typically it starts with a smile, and it starts with a greeting. I think we have sort of a laid-back attitude. That's sort of typical of the Southwest United States, but I'm a firm believer in the smile. And if that means I have to work on folks and come up with all the corny jokes I can in a given day, I do that. That kind of touches on a little bit of our management company, Expotel Hospitality Services. That's their same culture as well. You know, we're not a big, giant bureaucracy. Very innovative company, very cutting edge, very hands-on. We don't have a massive corporate type of structure. manager. I can pick up the phone and talk to my COO, Kerry Ranson, in a minute. I can talk to Jeff, my EVP of sales and marketing at a given time. My boss, Nick, the VP of operations, just they're hotel people. So, you know, they understand what we're doing. We've got about 12 hotels in 6 different states. Great track record of success in all kinds of disciplines of hotel operations, everything from e-commerce, marketing, revenue management, financial reporting, lots of innovative type of things. They're seasoned hoteliers. We've got some very long-term management with the company. And I think that says something about the organization is the type of culture that they want to create. And I believe that trickles down to the hotels. I mean, I really, truly do. My boss is the nicest guy in the world. That makes a GM's job just a little bit nicer. I mean, it really does.
That's all part of the hotel business and all part of one of the reasons why we really enjoyed our stay at the Crowne Plaza Phoenix North Metro Center. Where can people get more information? Your website is cpphoenix.com.
That is correct.
And
look us up, or you could always call the hotel and say, hey, I want to talk to that David guy that was rambling on the phone the other day.
Oh, that would be great. People love talking to somebody that they know. They know that there's actually somebody, a living, breathing human there, not somebody in a call center, not somebody far, far away. There's somebody on site who really cares about their comfort and knows the true meaning of the word hospitality.
Appreciate that, Stephen.
And glad to have been out in Arizona once again and to seen you again, David, and wish you all the best at the Crowne Plaza Phoenix North.
Fabulous. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Steve. William, good talking to you as well.
And take care. And
coming
up next on Travel World, more about some of the recent places that I have been off to. And stay listening across America via satellite. This is a Travel World radio show.
Travel World radio show via satellite. Vacation.